News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
A public inquiry into how Lucy Letby, the former nurse, was able to commit her crimes kicks off today. There is no call for the scope to be widened, with some raising questions about Letby's conviction. Journalist Enda Brady joined us. Enda, can you bring us up to speed on what's happening here?
Good morning, Shane. So it's going to take 4 months, this public inquiry. It has been much delayed because there was a retrial on one other charge. Then there was her unsuccessful appeal. So basically, you know, the whole of the UK has been waiting a long time for this public inquiry to get underway, and today is the day. Now, it does not have any criminal culpability scope. That has all been dealt with by the court. She has been convicted, and she is serving 15 whole life sentences. Now, a whole life sentence in the UK means that you will die in prison. So that is what awaits Lucy Letby. The whole purpose of this inquiry starting today, and as I say, to run for 4 months, is to look at what was going on in that hospital, the management, the culture and the decision making.
Where do the question marks come from in relation to Letby's conviction?
So there's been initially a lot of noise on social media, and then what has been happening is various different people with wildly varying qualifications have been voicing their concerns, in inverted commas, about her conviction. And they're saying that the prosecution relied too heavily on data, which was mostly the rosters, the nursing rosters, the fact that the prosecution pointed out that when all these children were either murdered or grievously harmed, the one person on shift the whole time was Letby. And also they're raising concerns about, you know, did the prosecution really understand the science behind newborn babies and babies that are struggling? That's what seems to be behind this push for, you know, quashing the convictions or having another trial. As it stands, she has got rid of her entire legal team. She's appointed a new barrister, and he is now trying to take her case back to the Criminal Cases Review Commission. Now, that is crucial because they will decide whether or not they believe there is new evidence which would make it liable that it could go to the Court of Appeal, where, as I say, she's already been struck down once.
Very finally, the families of the babies who were killed, how are they coping with both the inquiry and then this debate over Letby's guilt?
I think they will welcome the inquiry because it will shine a light on some of the decision-making by very senior hospital managers. You know, it came out in the court case that when doctors and consultants were raising very serious concerns about Letby and the fact that every single baby that was dying or getting grievously hurt was happening on her watch, they were actually told to apologise to her. That happened at the Countess of Chester Hospital. So the chief exec and all the senior managers, they will be answering questions about the culture, the decision-making and why they did that. In terms of the questions being raised about her guilt, the families have already come out and said that they question humanity. You know, they sat through every single day of that trial. It was the longest criminal trial in English criminal history. The families were there every day. They saw the evidence, and they say that it has questioned their faith in humanity that people are now coming out supporting Letby.
On one point of information, is it the case that one of the arguments being put forward for those who are saying there should be this case should be looked at again is that there were other babies who died when Letby wasn't on her shift?
That's part of it, yes. But, you know, it's a busy hospital. It was a very busy neonatal unit, and that is part of it. They're pointing out that there was too much reliance on rosters in particular, that, you know, they joined up all the dots and basically pointed them all in her direction. But that is one strand of it. But ultimately, a jury of 12 men and women listened to all of that evidence for the best part of a year, and they found her guilty of murdering 7 babies.
Okay. Journalist Enda Brady, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.